Richmond City Council isn't making it mandatory for a city center developer to save a 1930s house, but they are pushing to see if it could be salvaged and relocated. The Harling residence on Sexsmith Road near Capstan Way is currently located on a property that will be redeveloped. Cown. Laura Gillander suggested City Council make it mandatory to move the house, preferably in Richmond. The Harling residence property currently operates as a church and childcare center, but will be consolidated with adjacent properties to rebuild the church and childcare center and add 4 residential towers, including 1 rental building. The original recommendation from city staff was to ask the developer to make efforts over a 60-day period to relocate the house or at least save artifacts from the house. Gillander said she felt this recommendation wasn't strong enough. However, Mayor Malcolm Brody argued against the mandatory requirement, saying there's a lot of information about the house City Council doesn't have, for example, the heritage value and whether it actually can be moved. I think it's far from convincing that this house is worth saving, Brody said. Cown. Cash Heed said he felt making it mandatory would be too restrictive for the developer, whereas Cown. Chuck O said the city staff recommendation gives so much leeway for the developer not putting enough effort into keeping it. Some people say Richmond doesn't have any history, O said. I think we have no history because we don't keep the heritage buildings. O suggested getting input from Parks and Recreation to see where the building could be relocated to. Arguing to reconfigure the development, Cown. Michael Wolfe cited the example of the Hobbit House in Vancouver, on King Edward Boulevard close to a Canada Line station, which was saved and renovated despite the surrounding area being redeveloped with apartment buildings. Wolf suggested the Harling residence be retained on site on Sexsmith Road, saving the 36 trees that surround it, and the development be built to encompass it. That could be the park space for the whole development, Wolf said. Wolf also questioned the assessment of the trees on the site, saying he didn't understand why they were assessed as being diseased, calling them magnificent conifers. In the end, it was decided city staff would assess the heritage value and structural soundness of the building before the public hearing on the development coming up in a month. The majority of council, with only Cowns, Day and Wolf in opposition, voted to pass first reading on the development. The redevelopment needed to be approved by city council before November 15 in order to fall under the 10% affordable rental rules. After November 15, large city center developments need to have 15% affordable rental units.